असङ्गोऽहमसङ्गोऽहम् असङ्गोऽहं पुनः पुनः सच्चिदानन्दरूपोऽहम् अहमेवाहमव्ययः. सो इन् द फस्ट् श्लोक शङ्करः स्पोक् अबौट् ब्रह्मज्ञानम्, एण्ड् एस् वि डिस्कस्ड् ब्रह्मज्ञानं डज़न्ट् हेव् any limitation. The only condition for Brahmajnanam is the desire for liberation, the strong desire for liberation. Anybody can achieve, anybody can realize, anybody can seek it, because it doesn't, there is no differentiation at all. Why there isn't any differentiation? Is there because laws are there? Is there because rules are set? No, it is because it is our very nature. Our very nature is Brahman. Therefore, we doesn't have, like we don't, therefore, since our very nature is Brahman, therefore there cannot be any limitation. It's like telling, oh, somebody got a restraining order against me getting into my own house. Okay, restraining order is not with respect to house, but still things, something like that. So I can't get into my own house. Is that possible? It's not possible. Possible in some way. You can say, oh, I'll put a bomb inside the house, so you'll not get into the house. All those are different cases. But with respect to the Atman, we are already the Atman. So if we are already the Atman, then nobody can put any restrictions for it. Nobody can say, okay, you cannot realize. If any Mahatma says to us, any Mahatma, Mahatmas will not say, the only time when Mahatma will tell that, okay, you are not going to realize, is when they know that we are not progressing in the right direction, we are not progressing at the right speed, therefore they want to speed the process, therefore in order to make us progress faster, proceed faster, seek with more earnestness, that is when Mahatmas will say that, okay, you're not going to realize. And if anybody in the world says that you cannot realize, then we can immediately neglect such a person's statement, even if it comes from me or any other person, because we are the self, we are already the self. So nobody can say that we cannot realize. A person who says that, oh, you cannot realize, you will not realize, means, or like, we can, such a person is a false guru, such a person doesn't have any knowledge at all. We are the self. A person can say, oh, you will not realize in this birth, that is valid, but you will not realize is not valid. When we realize depends on how we progress in the spiritual path, whereas whether we will realize or not, or we won't realize, nobody can make such a statement. So Shankara gives a beautiful shloka in Viveka Chudamani, where he speaks about, where he says that there is no such distinctions for Brahman. Jati niti kula gotra duragam nama rupa guna dosha varjitam desha kala vishayati vartiyat brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani. So while speaking about I am Brahman, Shankara gives a beautiful anusandhanam. Meditative shlokas is what Chinmayananda titles those 10 or 11 shlokas in Viveka Chudamani, in between somewhere. So, Brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani, I am that Brahman, such a contemplation. So, I am that Brahman. What Brahman? Oh, do you mean the four-faced Brahma? Do you mean like Vishnu? Do you mean Krishna, beautiful Krishna with Radhe Krishna, Gopi Krishna, Meera Krishna? Do you mean all those? No. Jati Niti Kula Gotra Duragam. Jati Niti Kulam Gotram etc. cannot taint it. Doesn't even stand in front of it. Nama Rupa Guna Dosha Varjitam. Nama Rupa Gunam. So Nama Rupam is the dosham in the entire world. That is what causes trouble. Gunam, guna dosham. So we can say nama rupa guna dosha varjitam. So नाम रूपम गुणम दोषम पॉजिटिव बैड गुड नो ड्युअलिटी इज देयर वर्जितम डिवॉइड ऑफ इट देश काल विषय अतिवर्ती है दैट विच स्टैंड्स बियॉन्ड द थ्री लिमिटेशंस ऑफ टाइम स्पेस एंड कॉसेशन देश काल विषय those are the three limitations for anything in the world so this stands beyond it desha kala vishayam how desham it is beyond desham because it is all pervasive that which is all pervasive is beyond desham it is beyond kalam why because it is eternal it is beyond vishayam why because all vishayam are in essence this atman So this is the Atman, this is everything, therefore it is beyond Vishayam as well. So Desha Kala Vishaya Ativartiyate, that which stands beyond these limitations also cause sorrow. So this stands beyond all those limitations, that Brahman I am, contemplate. This is the way to contemplation. So the same thing, almost the same meaning is what Shankara is telling here as well. So nobody can say, as we discussed this today, in the previous day, nobody can put a restriction on our realization. As Tilak said that, Swarajyam or Swarajyam, freedom is my birthright. So that is a valid statement for Vedanta as well. Realization is my birthright. It's not birthright, we should say births right. Not one birth, many births right. Realization is my very right because it is my own very nature. I am Brahman. Oh, I became Brahman. What would happen now? What would happen to my parents? What will happen to this? What will happen to that? Nobody can help it. We are Brahman. Whether we acknowledge it or not, we are Brahman. And what is the nature of such a Brahman? What is its relation to the world? The Shankara says as Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. Brahman is Satyam, reality, Jagat is Mithya. And what is the relation between Mithya Jagat and Brahma Satyam? Mithya Jagat Adhishthana. Adhishthanam, it is a substratum. Brahman is a substratum in which the illusory world, the illusion of world appears, seems to be there. So, Jagan Mithya is Adhishtitam on Brahma Satyam. So what does that exactly mean? It means that it is like water seen in desert. The water is something which is not there. Desert is something which is real. Water or the world of Namarupam is something which is not there. Brahman is there. Namarupam has all problems with it. Brahman doesn't have any problem at all. Which means, is there any link between these both? The only link is that Brahman is a substratum, which means the world doesn't taint Brahman. The world doesn't even touch Brahman. Oh, I don't care whether the world touches Brahman or not. As far as I am not involved in it, I don't care. So, Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha, that Brahman I am. Which Brahman? That Brahman which is untainted, unaffected. And the word for that is Asangaha. Asangaha, Sangam. Attachment, association, identification, no such thing is there. It is untainted. So therefore, Asangaha, Aham. Asangaha aham, I am asangaha, I am untainted, unaffected. If I am untainted and unaffected and unattached to everything in the world, everything that the world is, then what will I suffer? Can I get deluded? Can I suffer? Can I have sorrow? Nothing of that can happen because I am not attached to anything at all. So if I am not attached to anything, then what is it that I see? What you see is a mithya entity. So Namarupam, I am not affected or attached to Namarupam. But Namarupam as Brahman, Namarupam is in fact Brahman. So water in desert, the water is not, the water doesn't taint desert. But water as desert is real. water as dessert taints the dessert because it is wine with dessert. So first thing is, I will not get affected by Nama Rupam, because Nama Rupam is Mithya. What does that really mean? That really means that everything is one entity. So those are two different perspectives. One is Jagat is Mithya and I am unaffected by Mithya Jagat. I am substratum of Mithya Jagat. But the illusion of water in desert, water is desert alone. Similarly, this world is also Brahman alone. So those are two different perspectives. One is saying Namarupam is not there. Other is saying, yes, Namarupam is also Brahman, because Namarupam is essentially Brahman. Don't get confused by these two different or seemingly diverse statements. Those are not diverse. One is just telling that illusion. When we perceive illusion, we have to say that water is not there. And then we can say water is desert. Similarly, Jagat is not there. And then we can say everything is Brahman. And this Jagat is what causes sorrow for me. Jagat is what makes me desire moksha, which means I am unaffected by the Jagat. So we can contemplate, we should remember that, oh, I am just progressing in the spiritual path, I have to do sadhana. But along with sadhana, jnana sadhana is also essential. What is jnana sadhana? Everything is Brahman. Everything is Brahman, then what about me, and what about my father, what about my mother, what about my friends, what about my manager? I am unaffected by them because they are only illusory. So asangaham, aham asangaha, aham asangaha, aham asangaha, puna punaha, again and again. So constantly remember that I am unaffected, I am unaffected, I am untainted. I cannot be tainted by sorrow. Sorrow will not touch me. Dukkham will not touch me. Nothing can touch me. Then what is my real nature? Okay, it's fine. I am untainted by all the problems in life. But still, there are people like Ramakrishnananda in one of his work, he speaks about a person who comes to him and says, I don't have any sorrow in life, but still I don't have anandam as well. I don't feel content as well. So there are people like who don't have sorrow in life, but just because Bill Gates wouldn't have any sorrow, but that doesn't mean he is content. He may be content with worldly life, but the real contentment of, oh, tomorrow when I wake up, like the off late financial banks have been falling down, so tomorrow when I wake up, all my wealth vanishes, still the contentment will stay. So that is not there. So dukkham not there doesn't necessarily mean sukham is there. Those are two different things. So I am untainted, but still, what is my nature? Unless my nature is blissful, that is not moksha, because bliss or contentment or peace, satisfaction, all those are moksha. Therefore, Shankara says, Sachidananda Rupo Aham. Aham Sachidananda Rupaha. I am Sat, Chit and Anandam in nature. So, Sachidanandam is Brahman. Brahman's nature. It is Sat because it always exists. It is Chit because it experiences its own existence. Sat can be illumined by Chit. So consider Chit as like sunlight, light, and Sat as existence. So Sat is existing. Look, the laptop is in front of me, but if I switch off light, I cannot feel its existence. So there's near existence. There needs to be a light falling on the existence. So I am Sat, I am Chit. And Chit means I am Swayam Prakasham. I shine, like I don't need any light for myself to shine. And I also shine or throw light to the entire world. So Satchitam. That is where Ramana Maharshi says, Sattva Bhasika Chitkva Vetara. Sattva Bhasika Chitkva Vetara. For illumining, for throwing light on Sat. What else but Chit alone can illumine Sat? Sun can illumine things only during the day. Moon can illumine only during night. But both of them, if they have to remain, there should be a conscious being saying that, oh, this is there. So, Sattva Bhasika Chitkva Vetara. For illumining Sat, Chit alone can do it. So therefore Sattayahi Chit. So Satta and Chit go hand in hand, therefore Chittayahyaham. Because previously itself he proved that I am Sat. I am Sat, I am not the mind, mind, intellect, various bodies, etc. I am always existing, so I am Sat. And Sat cannot be illumined without Chit, therefore I am Chit. Because I always exist. If I should know I exist, then there should be a light through light telling that I exist. So that light is part of I itself, therefore that I is Chit as well. And when Sat and Chit are complete, full, then Anandam is also there. In objects we do see Sat and Chit, but what happens is that Nama Rupam limits both Sat as well as Chit, therefore Anandam also gets limited. Whereas in real Sat Chit, that entity which is Sat and Chit, eternally existing, eternally conscious, there is also Anandam as part of it. So it is not Asangaha, I am not untouched by worldly objects alone, but I am Anandam in nature. And Ahameva Aham Avyayaha, I am Avyayaha, I am immutable, I am unchanging, undecaying. And that I am, Ahameva, surely I am. So one way of worshipping, one way of contemplating on Brahman is I am Asangam, I am untainted by sorrow, I am untainted by all the faults, and I am blissful in nature, and I am undecaying. So because I am undecaying, therefore Asangaha, Satchitanandam, etc. automatically comes. So Satchitananda Rupo Aham. Ahameva, Aham Avyayaha, Ahameva, all these Ahameva. I surely am all these. I am Asangam. So Asangoham, rather than doing contemplation, for some people contemplating that I am blissful will keep them away from the entire world because they don't need anything else. They won't need anything. Whatever happens in the world, they'll not be affected by it. But for some people, who have more attachment, they have to contemplate that I am unaffected. All these will not affect me. I don't have attachment to any of these because Asangaha. So both one statement leads to the other. Asangoham is the same as Sachidanandam, is the same as Sarvam Brahmamayam. So Jagan Mithya in itself has Brahma Satyam also in it, which is the same as Sarvam Brahmamayam. But depending on what is affecting us, we can choose any of the ways or any of the attitude or any of the concept for contemplation. So we can contemplate as aham asangoham asangoham. I am Sachidananda Rupam. I am that Brahman who is present everywhere. So that those are different ways of. So this work, that is the reason why this work is an anusandhanam work. So we can just remember moksha. Everybody can have moksha. Why? Because it's my own very nature. Then what about dukkham? Asangoham, 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 punapunaha, again and again I am asangam, asangam, asangam. And Sachidananda Rupoham, ahameva, definitely I am, aham avyayaha, I am immutable, I am unchanging. I don't have any decay, I don't have any change, therefore I always exist. I am always blissful, that bliss also is always there. So it's the best work, it's a very good work for contemplation. So initial shlokas, Shankara speak about the Atman, oneself, as how to contemplate, and then later he gives very beautiful concepts, very beautiful shlokas about Vedanta in brief, and about things that will give us complete knowledge. Knowledge of scriptures is complete, will become complete, will be complete if a person can remember the 21 shlokas of this particular work. And if a sadhaka is or does contemplate on one or two shlokas daily, whenever possible, then immediately it will elevate the sadhaka to, or it will take him to a higher plane where obstacles, where problems of the mind will automatically be removed, and he will move more towards the bliss of the Atman. such a person will be able to see bliss everywhere. He'll be able to remember that everything is Brahman. So it's a very important shloka, this one in particular. Because asangaha, asangaha is one of the statements that is made in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Asango hi ayam purushaha. This purusha is asangam. He is unaffected, untainted. Asangoham, 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 punapunaha. Whenever we face any trouble, whenever we face any attachment or aversion, immediately if we just chant this shloka, asangoham, 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 punapunaha, sachidananda rupoham, amevaham, avyayaha, automatically the attachment and aversion will get reduced. Initially, it might take 100 times repeating the shloka, which is 10-15 minutes, to get rid of the attachment or aversion or make its intensity reduce. But as we practice this, this itself will be a sadhana at all times. Unlike our dedicated sadhana, this can be done everywhere. Okay, we see that, all of a sudden, like when we wake up, we get a scolding from somebody, like we are driving and then somehow we miss one turn, we miss one rule and somebody shouts at us. Immediately our natural instinct is to just shout at the person, shout back at the person, but immediately we can chant, oh, asangoham, 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 punapunaha. I am asangam, let him shout. This is all a play, let it happen. It is just nithya. I am Sachidananda Rupam, then why should I bother about it? Oh, all of a sudden the car breaks down, you hit somewhere. Still asangoham, 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 punapunaha. Might take some practice, but it's the best sadhana wherever we are. It is very easy to remember these shlokas. These are very simple shlokas, unlike many other Vedantic or Upanishadic shlokas. These are very simple shlokas, very simple words, but very important words, words which can immediately elevate us to the level of samadhi. So it would be really good, like if we can, by heart this shloka and try to remember, try to chant it whenever possible. And if we do that, slowly we will see that attachment, aversion, all those get reduced, dvandva bhavam get reduced, and slowly anandam, the quantity or the level of anandam is slowly increasing, and it will go on increasing until we find that there is only anandam everywhere. Namaskar.